And I believe that the prayer of the church strengthened him and helped him to remember two things. You see, sometimes we don't realize what God is up to. We don't realize what our prayer is doing. But sometimes all our prayer is doing is helping somebody to get peace in the middle of their storm. You see, sometimes we feel the only answer is that sick person must get healed. But sometimes God's answer is right now just to give them peace in the middle of the storm.
Welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in Mount Airy, Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching, the timeless Word of God, will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
In his message last week, Pastor Brian Grant reminded us from Scripture that in hopeless situations, God's people are not without resources. Our God loves to do the impossible. Pastor Brian reminded us that the Christian's most powerful weapon is prayer, and that things happen when the church comes together in united prayer. This week, Pastor Grant finishes with the second part of his message entitled Praying During Tough Times, as he explains how prayer sometimes produces unexpected results. If you have your Bibles, please turn with us now to the book of Acts and chapter 12. Here's Pastor Grant.
Third, God's response often requires patience. Amen? You know, this is tough in our world. In Acts chapter 12, verse 6, we've already read to see what happened there. They were praying for days. Just think, they were praying for days and days, and God had not answered. Tomorrow, Peter would be tried, and almost certainly, he was going to be executed. Night had now fallen, and God still had not come through. But that night, God intervened. Oh, I know sometimes we are so bent out of shape. God, why do you let this thing wait? God, why do you let us? Why don't you just deal with it quickly? But God's response often requires patience. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 tells us that we are to rejoice in hope. We are to be patient in tribulation, or in other words, be patient in your trouble, and continue steadfastly in what? In prayer. You see, in the midst of our tribulation, God is saying, be patient, I have not forgotten you. So therefore, you can, child of God, we can continue steadfastly in prayer because we know God has not forgotten us. Amen? A country preacher used to say, he's an on-time God. You heard that one? He may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there what? Right on time. He'll be there right on time. And believer in Jesus Christ, I just want to remind you this morning that our God is an on-time God. He'll be there right on time. He might not come when you want him to, but he'll come when he ought to, based on his timetable. Because God is not operating on our schedule. He's working on his own. But fourth, prayer produces unexpected miracles. One of the big miracles that prayer produces is peace in life's storms. So we just read verse 6 of Acts chapter 12, and verse number 7 tells us, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said. And the chain fell off Peter's wrist. Now, can you imagine this? Number one, just think of this. Peter was facing execution. Tomorrow was his D-Day. Now, just imagine if that were you, what would be going on? You would not be falling asleep one wink. You would be. But Brother Peter is sleeping so soundly. The angel has to wake up, boy. help him to get him awake. He is so soundly asleep. You say, how in the world did he do that? How could he sleep at a time like this? And I believe that the prayer of the church strengthened him and helped him to remember two things. You see, sometimes we don't realize what God is up to. We don't realize what our prayer is doing. But sometimes all our prayer is doing is helping somebody to get peace in the middle of their storm. You see, sometimes we feel the only answer is that sick person must get healed. But sometimes God's answer is right now just to give them peace in the middle of the storm. And I believe their prayer strengthened him and helped him remember two things. Number one, it helped him to remember a promise Jesus had given him in John 21 verse 18. Where Jesus said to John, listen, when you are old, somebody is going to lead you to places you don't want to go. And I believe the prayer helped Peter remember, oh my, Jesus did say, I'm going to get old. I ain't old yet. I may as well sleep. Do you have that type of faith in the Word of God? That if God said it, I can go to sleep on it. Because God said it. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And if God tells me something, I'm going to go to sleep on it. But the other reason what I think happened, I believe as they prayed, Peter remembered something. Peter remembered Acts chapter 5 verse 17. He remembered he had been here before. God who did it before can do it again. Has God ever delivered you? You know, sometimes, every time you see God's working in your life, it ought to strengthen your faith. But I have come to find out that many of us as believers, we can see God work today. God can answer our prayer today. And tomorrow something happens in our lives. And immediately we panic again. Brothers and sisters, let His work in your life strengthen your faith. Build upon what God has done for you. Number two, as we look under, we're still there talking about prayer produces unexpected miracles, and we want to look at God's miraculous deliverance. As I look at verse number 8 of Acts chapter 12, then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me, the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison. But he had no idea what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and the second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. And they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, now I know without a doubt that the Lord had sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating. Peter didn't even realize what was going on until the angel had left him. This was not a dream. God had delivered him. Oh, have you ever been delivered? Oh, I tell you, sometimes as you prepare messages, you think of all sorts of situations in your life. God has delivered us so many times. You know, just weeks before I got married, I'll never forget, my car started skidding on a highway. It was on a hill, and there was no guardrail on one side. And the car, it was totally out of control. And by God's grace, the car did not go to the side that had no guardrails, or you would not see me here today. The car skidded to the side with the mountain, bounced the mountain, and turned over. You say, oh, it turned over. No, by God's grace, it turned over, because then it stopped. If it didn't turn over, it would keep sliding, and who knows what happened. But it turned over. God's deliverance. And you know, as that happened, there's no way I could say I did it. God was in it. Amen? Has God ever delivered you? Sometimes it takes a little while to realize what God has done. And oh my friend, when these things happen in your life, stop saying, I am lucky. You know, Christians do that sometimes. Boy, I was lucky. Well, sometimes it slips off your tongue. But I hope when it slips off, at least you back up and say, I wasn't lucky. God delivered me. Amen. God delivered me. You see, God likes to get the credit. Amen. Give Him the glory for what He has done. God sent an angel to deliver him. Do you know God still has angels? Do you know angels are real? Do you know the number of angels that He has at His disposal has not shrunk? The angels did not get old and die out. They are still around. And He's still using angels to deliver us. Somebody ought to say amen. God is using angels. These are His messengers. And God is able to deliver us. But third, God's deliverance is not limited by our expectations. Did you notice what happened here in verse 12 through 16? When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter looked at knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant girl named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, Peter's at the door. You're out of your mind, they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, it must be his angel. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Now, some people, I'm sure, were astonished because their faith was weakened by God's delayed response. And this is how I normally look at that passage, that their faith was weakened because of God's delayed response. But somehow as I prepared, it dawned on me that there might be another reason why they were astonished. And I believe for many of them, they were shocked because they could not believe God could answer the prayer in such a dramatic fashion. After all, Peter was chained with his right hand and his left hand. Peter had guards at the door. Peter had more guards and more guards and a door that he would have to get through. There was absolutely no way that Peter could get through. And so from their standpoint, as they prayed, they expected that the way God would answer their prayer is probably to give Peter a fear trial, or probably to melt and change the heart of Herod. Nobody in their wildest imagination could imagine that God was going to just allow Peter to walk out of this maximum security prison.
As a teenager, I'm excited to invite you to our new season of Tuesday Night Connections. The program includes the whole family with clubs for youth and kids, as well as 4 Bible studies for adults to choose from. Free dinner and childcare are also provided. You don't want to miss this. For details, call our office at 215-242-5550. Again, 215-242-5550.
Please stay tuned for the conclusion of today's message. But first, an announcement from Pastor Grant.
Hello, friends. Thanks for tuning into our broadcast today. I trust it has been a real blessing to you. Let me extend a very special invitation to 2 of our upcoming events. The first is our annual Christmas concert next Sunday, December the 13th at 6 p.m. right here at the Germantown Christian Assembly. The second is our Christmas Sunday service and brunch. It begins at 10:45 a.m. Sunday the 20th of December. The brunch will follow the service. I'll be bringing a special message from God's Word that day entitled, The Purpose of Christmas. I trust you'll be able to join us. It would certainly be my pleasure to be able to meet you personally. Until then, may God bless you richly.
As always, you can contact us at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And now, let's return for the conclusion of today's message with Pastor Grant.
God cannot be put in a box. And listen, God's deliverance is not limited by our expectations. Some of you are going through your struggle and your stress, and you have sort of figured out in your mind how the resolution should come, who should do what, and you have pretty much told your God what He needs to do. But oh, I'm so thankful that I have a God who is not limited by my expectations. I'm thanking God that this God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. This is the type of God we're talking about. Let me ask you, do you know this God? Is this God your God? I sometimes am not sure if our God, if we realize how big our God is. Some people have a little pettifogging. I'm using my Jamaican vernacular, but you can understand it in the setting. We have a little pettifogging God. A little God, a little small God. Not this big God who fills everything. The songwriter says He's big enough to fill this mighty universe, yet small enough to live within my heart. Oh, how precious that is. How big is God, this writer says. How big and vast His wide domain. But oh, thank God, this God who is so big and cannot be boxed in and can do the impossible, this God lives in my heart and He wants to live in yours. Or this morning you don't know Him, you come to trust Him. Young people, it's good to see so many young people coming out week after week. But I hope you are getting the idea that this God is a God worth trusting. This God is a God worth investing your life into. This God is a God who is saying, because He cannot be put in a box, you don't have to live inside of a box. You heard what I said? You don't have to live inside the box. Oh, I couldn't care less what your family history is. I don't care what the teacher said or the neighbor said or your mama or your daddy said as to how small your little box has to be. Because God cannot be boxed in. You don't have to be boxed in. I can trust Him. I can trust Him. What a mighty God we serve. Thank God that in the name of Jesus there is victory. Aren't you glad that God has promised He will answer when we pray? Oh, I pray that this morning, that when we leave here, the Spirit of God would have impressed on our minds and on our hearts the importance of prayer. But there's one final point. Prayer submits to God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty means that He is the supreme ruler who rules over all the affairs of the universe, including our personal lives. And although God always answers prayers, sometimes His answer is no. Unfortunately, some people get upset when God says no. Ted Turner, founder of CNN, is one of the loudest critics of Christianity. Now, many of us don't realize this, but Ted Turner had a strict Christian upbringing and even considered becoming a missionary. But he got angry with God when, despite his prayers, his sister still died. God said no. And Ted Turner became so angry with God, he turned his back on God and has become one of the loudest opponents of the cause of Christ. How do you react when God says no? How do you react when He does not heal that sick relative? How do you react when He doesn't give you that dream job? I don't want you to miss this as we bring this to an end. This church, from which we're getting such incredible lessons, this church had just heard a resounding no. You say, Brother Brian, where are you getting that from? This church must have prayed when they caught James. And despite their prayer, James was beheaded. But this church would not be stopped because God had said no. Because this church recognizes that prayer submits to the sovereignty of God, and that God will say no sometimes. You know, there are some things in your life that you will never understand. You said to me, Brother Brian, why did God save Peter and allow James to be beheaded? I don't know. There are all sorts of things. Why does God allow a mother to have twins and one is healthy and one is not? Oh, you can ply all sorts of questions. But God is sovereign. My brother, you sang the right song. God is sovereign. You know, when my kids were younger, they made a lot of requests. And do you know, I always said yes. You believe that? You better believe I sometimes said no. Did I love those boys and the young ladies? Yes, I love them. But I said no. Guess why? Because I knew more than they do. And you see, my brothers and sisters, you and I do not have all the information that God has. So when God says no, we still have to trust Him. When God says no, don't stop praying. When God has made it clear He said no about that, you can move on. But pray to somebody. Keep praying for something else. Never stop praying. What a wonderful privilege we have. The power of prayer. But you know, my friend, if you're here this morning and you've never trusted Jesus, you might be surprised to hear this. Nothing I've said so far really applies to you. God has not promised. Listen to me good. If you're not sure you know Jesus as your Savior, God has not promised to answer any of your prayers except one. You heard me? If you're not saved, there's only one prayer God has promised to answer. And this prayer, He guarantees He will say yes. You say, Brother Brian, what is that prayer? I'm going to use the scriptural verse. Here's the verse. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have you prayed that prayer?
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550. Or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org.
Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant, Steve Washington, and our entire church family, this is Taylor Noble reminding you to tune in same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.